Let's talk some sport with our armchair expert, Tom Fury. How are you this morning, mate?
Oh, pretty tired there because sport is virtually 24/7 in the week that's just gone by.
Indeed. Who's happy this morning?
Well, look, I would say, and normally they appear this time of the year, we are talking to Tour de France supporters, and of course an Australian is on the podium.
Only the second ever Australian to get on the podium, Richie Porte, and he's picked up third place. Well done to him.
Yeah, our drugs are just as good as yours, allegedly.
Oh my God, not even allegedly. Those comments do not belong to Grand Broadcasting Radio Hunter Valley or the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show to any of Richie's family that's listening. You're on your own with that one, Tom. You're on your own.
It's cleaned up its game, Bear. It's cleaned up its game.
Tom has put himself in the yellow jersey on the way to the courts this morning.
Gracious.
So who's sad today?
Look, I think it's a bit sad the way some of the teams, Bear, in the NRL or the AFL, I think they're already on holiday, Bear.
Mad Monday has already kicked off, has it?
Yeah, a couple of the rugby league teams certainly didn't care, and they've still got a week to go.
Mind you, Canterbury didn't work that much out. You would have thought of all the clubs who have would have folded, it would have been those guys, but they had a really good performance against the Bunnies last week. Can the Broncos be left in the cellar for the first time ever, Tom? Do you think that'll occur?
I think as you get older, you learn it's not the right thing to take delight in someone else's misfortune. But on this occasion, you fall within your rights to take delight.
Thank you. Thank you. I was wondering where that was going.
Oh, you little ripper.
What odds for the Broncos to have picked up the wooden spoon at the beginning of the season?
Yes. Oh, gosh, yes.
So, who's red-eyed today?
Look, I've got two. Mm-hmm. I've got a left and a right eye today. I'm going with Bellamy with his finger salute.
One finger salute. Cameron Smith, who I believe passed his try-scoring record.
Yeah, and old-school coaches wouldn't have played a player if there was any chance of them breaking any record the coach had.
Bit hard to keep Cameron Smith out of the side. So it turned out Craig Bellamy, in his 147 first-grade matches, totaled up 48 tries, and Cameron Smith, in his 420-something first-grade matches, has just passed him, which just goes to prove that, you know, if you stick to something long enough, eventually you'll be able to do it.
Yeah, I think he's quite within his rights to show him a digit when you're going to celebrate and taking over 400 games to match what your coach did.
Yeah, ignoring
so about the left eye.
Ignoring him, the fact that he's the greatest ever point scorer in the game. But nonetheless, what's the other eye?
We'll go with Ricky Stewart. Bottle throwing. What is going on with these coaches?
Oh, he had every right to. That player should not have been put in the bin. He was definitely not onside. And I'm not talking with green eyes. I guarantee you, I looked at the replay. He was not offside. Shouldn't have been put in the bin. Didn't matter, though. Canberra still scored a try while he was in there.
Well, it'll be interesting if either one of these guys get the fine for this behaviour.
I doubt it. That would be the no fun police getting in control of things, wouldn't they?
Yeah, that's true.
So who's looking towards the future this morning?
Well, look, I think there'll be a massive sale this week in wooden spoons, and I expect them to turn up at the Broncos game this coming weekend. I'm looking. I see splinters. I see all sorts, but I'm entirely looking forward to seeing wooden spoons at that game.
Yep, that would be fantastic. Although the thing that bothers me the most is in their entire history since 1947, still the Manly Seagulls are yet to hold the wooden spoon, which is a phenomenal effort for that club. But well done to the Broncos for finally securing one.
Yeah, and look, it is one of those great traditions, particularly in rugby league, where somebody does turn up with a massive one and wave it throughout the game, and I just love that.
Absolutely. Tom, thank you very much as always. Look forward to talking more sport next week as we head into the finals of the NRL.
And the AFL, and look, it's a busy period ahead. Really looking forward to some finals football.